Jesus told us that to follow him means that we must be willing to give up everything that we possessed, family, friends, property, pick up our cross and follow him. There's a story that's told about Thomas Bilney, a priest in the Church of Rome, about 500 years ago. He lived in England. He was an instructor in Latin. He bought a small New Testament that had been translated by the scholar Erasmus into Latin. And Bilney wrote of his experience reading this New Testament. He said, "I understood that the book had been eloquently done by my hero, Erasmus of Rotterdam. I was allured to it by the Latin rather than by the Word of God, for at that time I didn't know what it meant to be the Word of God. I bought it, though, and at the first reading, I was in St. Paul's letter to Timothy. He wrote, 'This is a true saying and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.' And this one sentence," Bilney wrote, "so exhilarated his heart, changed his life, that suddenly his bruised bones leapt for joy." He shared that message with others, among them Hugh Latimer, who would die at the stake not many years later, as did Bilney. It changed their lives. The message of grace gave them the fortitude, the perseverance, the faith to recognize the power of God in Jesus Christ. This Sunday, our collect summarizes that understanding. We pray to God to let us trust in him with all our hearts, because he always resists the proud who confide in their own strength, but he never forsakes those who make their boast of his mercy, which comes through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.